went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Kristen Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It's a beautiful day to bring two people back together. Hopefully they are hot enough because one doesn't seem like they think the other one was king.
I know.
Hopefully they're going to look for them.
I hope so too. And that's why we've got Lloyd calling. Hey, Lloyd.
Hello. How are you?
We're good, my man. Thank you. We're super stoked that you're calling us this morning because, you know, finally people are getting back out there in the dating world versus the virtual thing. So tell us what's going on.
What you just said is exactly kind of what's going on. I met this girl, Angela, on a dating app. And, you know, we had been chatting for a while. And actually, we've been chatting for probably a month now. And did our first date, quote unquote, because everything was still kind of in lockdown. And so we did a video chat date and it went great. And now that things are, you know, opening up, that I hit her up and I was like, hey, what? Since we can go out now, why don't we go to a bar on Friday and our second date could be actually in person. And she said that she would get back to me and didn't get back to me. And we had been in communication pretty much regularly. And so now she hasn't got back to me at all. And so I'm just kind of trying to figure out what's going on.
All right. So again, you guys met on a dating app. You've been chatting for a month now, which is pretty sweet. And then, you know, you had your first video chat. So you saw what she actually looked in person. How hot is she, my man, from 1 to 10?
Is there an 11?
Okay.
She's a really good-looking girl. So that's why I'm really excited to meet her in person, you know?
That's right. Yeah. She's smoking hot.
Woo!
Just think, eventually, when we get you this second date, because it will happen, you can go on over to the beach. You can see her in a cute bikini.
Ooh.
And you guys can just live it up.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds great. That's why I need your help.
I know. Dreams come true with Krista and Tracy.
That's right.
All right. So listen. Okay. So you said, let's go grab a drink. And then the last thing, you know, some reason she just didn't get back to you and you don't know why.
Yeah. Like she said, she would let me know. And
I'm
waiting around.
All right. So this is what we'll do. We'll play a song. And then when we get back, we will see why Angela's not getting back to you. Cause you sound like you're real great. It sounds like you had a lot of fun. And again, you think she's super hot. So hopefully we can score that between Lloyd and Angela next with Second Date Update with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. You know, the Safe Ride Home law has been lifted. We are super excited to be back out in the dating scene, especially with the beautiful weather. And that's why we have Lloyd on the phone.
Yep. We've got Lloyd calling for a second date with Angela. So they met on a dating app and they've been chatting back and forth for about a month now. So they had a video chat last week. Things went really well. He says that she is an 11. So I guess she is smoking hot. All right. So he was like, okay, for the second date, since things are kind of lifting, can we grab a drink? And she said she'd get back to him, but she never did.
Never did. Mm-mm. It's called ghosting. Not cool. We don't need that in our life right now.
No.
All right, Lloyd, you ready? We're going to give her a call.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do this. All right. Good luck to you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Angela?
This is she.
Hi, is this? She's not getting back to me, Angela.
What?
I'm just kidding. Hi, Angela. This is Krista and Tracy calling from Krista the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you,
girl?
I'm okay. How are you?
We're good.
We're good.
We just thought we'd chime in and see how life is going since, you know, things are getting back to normal, what you're most interested in doing now.
Uh-huh.
Just getting back in the swing of things. Going back to work. Yeah. I don't know. Just trying to find the normalcy.
I know, right? Making some money. Well, listen, someone has decided to give us a call and he was letting us all know that you are super duper hot, like foxy hot. You're a hot 11. He probably wants to do you, let's be honest, because we were talking about doing things right now.
That's right.
The quarantine has been lifted. Do you remember Lloyd?
Sure, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, okay.
Well, he's wondering where you at, girl, because you're not getting back to him because you went on a date.
I think I just kind of lost interest. I don't know.
Oh, what?
Why?
Yeah.
He sounds really nice.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, he was nice, to begin with. Yeah, for sure. But then when he asked me to meet him at the bar on like our second date, I didn't feel super comfortable.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So why is that?
I felt like maybe it was too soon and I wanted to wait a little bit just with everything going on too. I didn't want to rush into anything.
Sure.
And when I told him that, I was just being honest. When I told him that, he was like, I don't know. He just said a lot of stuff like, stop acting like a baby. He called me a scaredy cat. And he was like, mocking me. Really? He was like, wah, wah, buck up, buttercup. Everything's fine.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just the way that he responded to I was honestly feeling that was like actually a really big turnoff.
Wow, wow.
He said, wow, wow.
Wow, wow. Bug up, buttercup. That's my cat's name, by the way. Yeah, yeah. Well, her other name is Stinky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know her as Stinky, yeah. But when we gave her a real name, she was Buttercup. Okay well, now this kind of makes sense. And listen, he was just probably, you know, fooling around with you because you know what? That's kind of like, you know, yeah. Back in school days when the boy in school would pick on you,
yeah.
And pull your hairs because he likes you.
That's right.
So I think he was teasing you, yes. But you know what? Let's ask him because he is on the phone. Angela, you are on Second Date Update, so say hi to Lloyd.
Hi.
Hey, Angela.
Lloyd, is that what you were doing? You were kind of like teasing her?
Yeah, of course. I was just trying to, she seemed pretty like scared to go out, so I was just trying to, you know, nudge her to say, hey, it's okay, like, and we could go out. It's not a big deal. And now she's not interested anymore because I was just nudging her to get back out to the normal world.
For sure.
Yeah, and it's not that I didn't want to eventually. It just wasn't, I don't know, I didn't feel heard at all, and I felt like you were kind of making fun of me, which is just, like, not attractive.
No, I heard you. That's why I was responding to you. And, like, you know how sometimes if you, like, are scared to do something and then somebody helps you along to do it, that's what I was trying to do.
He was really just trying to help.
That's all, and it just came out wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, could you look past that, Angela? I mean, he really didn't intentionally mean to, you know, hurt your feelings.
Yeah, I guess I would just like encourage maybe not joking or picking on people when they're just trying to be, you know, honest and
yeah.
No, of course. I apologize that you felt like I was picking on you. Like if I was picking on you, I wouldn't call you Buttercup.
See?
there's worse words I could say if I was picking on you. I wasn't trying to pick on you. I was just trying to be like just encourage you, you know. I went about it the wrong way. I apologize for that.
Now that's sexy, yeah, girl.
That's
he just apologized. So
that's that.
Here we go. So let's just ask you, Angela, would you be interested in going out on a second date with Lloyd? You know, go to the bar, sit down, have some cocktails, and get to know each other one on one.
Yeah, I'm up for trying it. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm sure by the end of the night, Lloyd will have some other like nickname for you other than Buttercup.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sure he will. Angela, I want a fan. Angela. That didn't make any sense. That actually made it wrong.
Okay, I'll work on it. I'll come up with something better.
Yeah. All right, okay, good.